Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5MinuteHistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5MinuteHistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 74, The History of Prohibition. The history of Prohibition is a complex and fascinating chapter in social and political history, characterized by efforts to regulate alcohol consumption through legislative measures. While most commonly associated with the United States in the early 20th century, Prohibition has occurred in various forms across different societies and time periods, reflecting shifting attitudes towards alcohol, morality, and governance. Efforts to restrict or ban alcohol consumption date back to antiquity. Many ancient civilizations, including the Greeks and Romans, recognized the social and moral implications of excessive drinking. Some religious traditions, such as Islam, explicitly forbade alcohol consumption, shaping cultural attitudes for centuries. In medieval Europe, alcohol was widely consumed due to the lack of clean drinking water, but there were still efforts to regulate its sale and production, often led by religious authorities and local governments. The modern prohibition movement began to take shape in the 19th century, particularly in the United States and parts of Europe. It was driven by concerns over public morality, health, and social order. The Industrial Revolution had led to rapid urbanization, and with it came an increase in alcohol-related problems such as crime, domestic violence, and workplace inefficiency. Reformers, many of whom were linked to religious groups, saw alcohol as a primary cause of societal ills. Organizations such as the American Temperance Society, founded in 1826, and the Woman's Christian Temperance Union, the WCTU, established in 1874, played a crucial role in advocating for restrictions on alcohol. By the late 19th century, prohibitionist sentiments had gained political traction. In the United States, the movement was supported by various social and religious groups, as well as the newly formed Anti-Saloon League, which lobbied for nationwide prohibition. State and local governments began implementing alcohol bans, culminating in the passage of the 18th Amendment to the United States Constitution in 1919. The Volstead Act, enacted the same year, provided the legal framework for enforcing prohibition, making the manufacture, sale, and transportation of intoxicating liquors illegal. The law came into effect in 1920, ushering in a new era of strict alcohol control. Prohibition had significant and often unintended consequences. While it succeeded in reducing alcohol consumption in some areas, it also fueled the rise of organized crime. The illegal production and distribution of alcohol, known as bootlegging, became a lucrative enterprise for criminal organizations. Figures such as Al Capone in Chicago built vast empires based on the illicit alcohol trade, leading to increased violence and corruption. Speakeasies, hidden bars that sold alcohol illegally, flourished across the country, illustrating the widespread disregard for the law among the public. The enforcement of prohibition proved challenging. Law enforcement agencies struggled to control the illegal alcohol trade, and many officials were bribed to turn a blind eye to illicit activities. The government also faced difficulties in preventing the smuggling of alcohol from neighboring countries, particularly Canada and Mexico. Rather than eliminating alcohol consumption, prohibition drove it underground, creating an era of lawlessness that contradicted its original intent. Public opinion began to shift as the negative effects of prohibition became increasingly apparent. The economic impact of the Great Depression in the 1930s further weakened support for the ban, as the alcohol industry had once been a major source of employment and tax revenue. Repealing prohibition became a central issue in political discourse, and in 1933, the 21st Amendment was ratified, effectively ending nationwide prohibition in the United States. The repeal was widely celebrated, and the legal alcohol industry was revitalized, bringing significant economic benefits. While the United States experiment with prohibition is the most well-known, other countries also implemented similar policies. In Canada, various provinces enacted prohibition laws in the early 20th century, but these were gradually repealed due to enforcement difficulties and public opposition. In Finland, prohibition lasted from 1919 to 1932, but was ultimately deemed unsuccessful. In the United Kingdom, the temperance movement had some influence, leading to restrictions on alcohol sales and consumption, but full prohibition was never enacted. The legacy of prohibition continues to influence contemporary debates on alcohol and drug regulation. Some argue that prohibitionist policies, whether on alcohol or other substances, often lead to unintended consequences such as black markets and increased crime. Others point to the success of regulatory approaches that focus on harm reduction, taxation, and public health campaigns. The lessons learned from prohibition have shaped modern policies on substance control, demonstrating the complexities of legislating personal behavior. Despite its failure as a national policy in the United States, prohibition left a lasting impact on society. It led to changes in law enforcement, the rise of organized crime, and shifts in public attitudes towards government intervention in private life. The era also contributed to cultural movements, including jazz music and the Roaring Twenties, as people sought alternative forms of entertainment and expression in response to restrictive laws. Today, the debate over prohibition continues in different forms, particularly concerning drugs such as cannabis and narcotics. Many of the arguments that shaped the alcohol prohibition era are echoed in contemporary discussions on drug policy, reflecting ongoing tensions between public health, personal freedom, and government authority. The history of prohibition serves as a reminder of the complexities involved in legislating morality and social behavior, illustrating both the power and limitations of state intervention in shaping cultural norms. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.